Triple M's Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So I want you to have another go at it, please.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Instead, a burglar got stuck down a chimney.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's talking over time.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. Everyone's joining us. It's around about now that people just set their clock. And they go, I'm swinging across to 105.1 to join the number one team on radio. Yep. And so you should, because Chris Judd's coming in.
Yeah.
Great superstar.
Well, bloody oath.
Two-time Brownlow medalist, of course. Won that many best and fairest, we can't count them. Premiership captain, he's on his way.
Yep.
Joel Smith, son of a gun.
Mm.
Sean's young bloke, who I reckon was going to play round one, kick four in the second JLT, and then hurt himself.
Hurt himself, and talk about Sean, too, who's found love, Jim.
Has he?
Mm.
Hello.
Yes. Am I all over this one?
Are you?
Yes.
All right, and also back end, we speak to John Longmire, the coach of Sydney, about something that was very awkward. It was Orcs.
It was. Orcs.com.
Totes Orcs.
Totes.
Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. G'day to the listeners, and g'day to you, Rabsy.
I think Caniglio got back on top of the game.
Very good, that. Paul, I think a lot of people call him Caniglio, and it's Canelio.
Canelio.
So get that right, Jim, next time.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Yeah. A bit of footy news for tonight, Jim. No more sleeps. We're on tonight.
Here we go.
Triple M footy, the bounce of the ball. You'll hear it from what time?
I'll tell you when it's on. 6 p.m. we start.
6
on air, of course. And the big team, Schwatter and Nath Brown, do a great job calling it. Joey Montagna, JZ Clark, Nez down on the boundary. Ashtua doing the stats.
Oh, good.
There's your big team Thursday night to get us underway on Triple M footy.
Narrowly, she'd be laughing and giggling here last night. Well done on the footy show, by the way. I liked it. I thought it was okay.
Did you, Bill? Right, well, I'm taking your word for
laugh
it.
Laugh so much, to be honest. Hey, couple of first gamers. Sam Walsh, he's a star.
Yeah,
watch out for
good.
Him.
Yes.
Geelong, of course, played at the Falcons there.
Yep.
From Cobden.
Righto.
Some good players from Cobden.
Bloody oath there are.
And also Michael Gibbons, good luck to him. And Richmond have got a couple too. Don't worry about that, Jimmy boy. The big fella's going to play.
Yeah.
Tom Lynch,
which we can't wait.
And you know,
because he is a star. Put him in a good outfit and let's just see how he goes.
You know who else plays?
Who?
Mav Weller. Did he get the lemonade and sauce?
Yes. And then a lifeline thrown to him.
Exactly.
And that's all you need, Bill, sometimes.
Oh, speaking of first game, there's another father-son. We love father-sons.
Yes, we do.
Bailey Scott.
Good.
At North Melbourne.
Brilliant. He was the two JLTs. He was fantastic. He's earned his spot.
Son of Robert.
Yes.
And Kerry.
Premiership star of the Kangas.
Still aren't married. Right. Brad Scott also said Robbie Tarrant will play.
Needs to.
You need that, Jimmy
depleted
boy.
Back half. I'll tell you what I've just done, Bill.
What have you done?
I've just changed. I reckon, I'm trying to think how many times I've done this with my eldest at 24. When did your Apple account come in properly, you know, your iTunes Apple account? Would that be 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon in that time 2000. I've conservatively, Bill, changed my password 30 times.
Why? Because the kids get hold of
it? Thieving bastards. Help themselves.
Mm.
That's how stupid they are. They don't realise that every time anything's purchased using that password, I get an email.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just start getting emails saying there's $20 gone out of your account
20.
To buy movies or music, whatever the hell they buy, their games. So, Bill, every time I see it, I have to change the password.
Ooh.
Just did it before. Sucked in.
Well,
any of you that are listening, sucked in.
Is it that much? Because mine are only a dollar every time.
No. Well, movie, if you buy a movie, they're $6
for
a start, a brand newbie.
Yeah.
Like a Bohemian Rhapsody or something, that's $6.
Oh, right.
And then the games they buy, the bloody Game of Thrones, you know, app games or whatever.
Yes.
Then whatever the hell they cost. So I just keep getting them, Bill.
How do you keep up with your passwords?
Well, you just get on to whatever your iTunes password and change the bloody thing.
No, how do you know them all?
Well, that's the problem.
Yes.
Because then when the whole thing shits itself, yeah, that's and they say, put your password in, I forget what I've changed it to.
Look what old clever dick's done here.
What have you done?
Passwords.
Oh, you put it in your notes.
In my notes.
Oh, you
yes,
idiot.
Yes, Jim.
Well, what about when your kids get hold of your phone?
Well, they don't know my password to get in. Oh.
You'd have his pin codes in that too.
Look at that. Triple M, Bet Easy, Tab, oh. Points Bet, Cremorne Hotel.
How many betting accounts is
anyone gets Apple hold of that bill, they've got your whole life in their hands.
Frequent flyer number and my password. My first pet.
Fat.
What would open my first pet
anyone
in
anyone who latches onto that can open up your whole life and help themselves.
Insta, Uber, my tax file number. My tax file number's there, Jim.
All on the one page. You're making it that easy for them that they just access one page and the lot's there.
You know what else I've done? I couldn't remember this barman up at Noosa, the surf club. His name's Dutchy. I wrote that in there.
Tonight, of course, it's Richmond and Carlton.
Ow.
And the footy director at the Carlton Football Club is Chris Judd, and he's with us now. Welcome to you, Christopher.
Thank you, JB. Thank you, Willis. Thank
are you
Rabbi.
Excited? Very excited? Got the butterflies, or how are you?
I'm excited, actually. Yeah. It's this time of year, everyone's going well, aren't they? It's a bit like just before your horse runs that you have a bet on, and you've every single fan can manage to convince themselves that they're going to have a win in this first round. So I'm looking forward to tonight.
So, Juddy, what's happened with Carlton fans in the previous years is they've got to tonight and then they've wondered just how long it's going to take for the old pin to go into the balloon. We are more bullish about the Blues this year. Got a better look about them, had a decent JLT in off-season. But we don't know what we're talking about. You do. Are Blues fans right to feel good about tonight?
Oh, they are, absolutely. The list is developing. We brought in some good mature age talent. Certainly Nick Newman in the first couple of JLTs looked really strong. There's been plenty said about Sam Walsh already, but a lot of the other kids, particularly the ones now in their fourth year, really look like they're becoming proper AFL players. We know Charlie Curnow has been a good player for a little while. Harry Mackay's really fit and looks like he's going to get there. Jacob Wiedering down back has had a huge summer. Cunningham, these sorts of guys are the guys that are at that age where they can do a lot of work. They're nice and fit. And also the off-season recruiting of Andrew Russell, who's the Hawthorns fitness guy. Probably gone on under the radar as to just how important a coup that was for our footy club. And certainly the guys are fit and they've had a good summer. So,
speaking of that off-field, Robert Walls also down there. Is he helping out Bolts, is he?
He's mentoring all the coaches.
Righto.
And assisting them through that. He's going to sit in the coach's box, I believe. And they really enjoyed him down there. He's a really smart guy that understands footy. And someone said to me that the game's changed a lot since he was coaching. But essentially, the main things in footy haven't changed since the beginning of time.
Still got to get it.
And he understands competitiveness, what drives people and how to motivate them. So he's been a great asset for our footy club.
What I like is that it's Harry Mackay, who plays for the Blues, and his brother Ben McKay, who plays for North. Mm. And when you ask both clubs, they'll swear to you that that's how it's pronounced. Is that a Swan Mackay thing? Of course, the great Swan.
Yeah.
Swan played for the Blues. Anyone with the same surname?
It's a Carlton thing, JB.
I think it must be. Yeah. McGovern's a good pickup.
I think so. Yeah, he had a little bit of an injury-interrupted summer. He got a crack in one of his vertebrae in January, which sounds really serious, but it turns out it's not that big a deal. So he missed about a month there over Jan, but again, he's a mature age body. We know he can catch it really well. And I actually quite like him down back as well as forward. So he gives you a different look if you need some more tall timber down the back end.
Now, Christopher Dillon.
Yes, Bill.
Where are we at Carlton, right? We're a rebuild. So we've laid the foundations, yes?
Is this Bill trying to ask a hard-hitting
don't
question?
Know. Yeah. Don't know.
We've laid the foundations, yes?
Yes.
Rewired?
It was a reset, Bill. It was more of a recalibration.
A restump.
Sure.
So we've foundations there, we've re-stumped, we're rewiring at the minute, or have we rebuilt?
You sound pretty repetitive at the minute.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. Where are you going with this, Bill?
Well, I just want to know, because last year, I didn't realise how bad a season you had last year until I had a good look at it, 2 wins.
It was suboptimal, no doubt about it.
It was shit.
Yeah, it was a stinker. It was a stinker, Bill. Bill's been busy over summer, JB, hasn't he? He's done dug into Carlton's year last year and it wasn't any good.
Expert analysis, Bill.
Well, I didn't realise how bad it was. So I'm just wondering, because now fourth year for Bolts, of course. So we're just looking for those green shoots.
Well, we need to improve.
We need to
improve significantly as a footy club, which is stating the obvious. And every indicator points to that happening.
No, Sam Walsh, love the way he goes, mate. Very good pick up. I told you him. You said no. I like Lukosius and Rankin.
Nah, we listen to you, Bill. We know your opinion carries huge weight down there. But he's been huge so far. But we've got to keep reminding ourselves that he is just a kid. But for the time being, he's barely missed a session. He's done a mountain of work and deserves his spot in the team tonight.
Who do you liken him to? Who of the last 20 years would you say, if he keeps going the way he's going, this is the sort of player he's going to end up being?
Maybe a Josh Kelly. I mean, he won't quite kick the ball like Josh Kelly. It's just his running power is just incredible. Like, honestly, it's off the charts. But he's not exclusively the outside by any stretch. He's going to end up being an inside and outside mid. And he'll run as good as anyone in the competition.
Got speed as well as the endurance.
He's got good speed because his endurance is so strong. It's that repeat speed. He probably looks quicker than what his top speed really is just because he doesn't slow down as the game goes on.
I'll tell you what, you will see, Jim, a lot of 1-2s. He likes that one. And because he
bit of Scotty West about it.
He gets a lot of that.
Nothing wrong with that, Bill.
And Mark Murphy's 250th game.
Yeah, well done.
He's been a star.
No doubt about it.
He has. You know, timing's an interesting thing in football. And if you look at the timing of Carlton that Murph's been exposed to. He's been there in a really challenging period. Took over the captaincy in a tough period when there weren't a lot of other options and did a really good job and probably hasn't gotten the credit outside those four walls that he deserves. So hopefully they get a win for him tonight.
Stick around, Jardy. More with you in a sec.
Chris Jardy is in the studio.
I need to get to the bottom of our man's off-season. Last time we were in the same room was grand final eve, when I went into a nice Italian place, Bill, in the city.
Yes.
And I was just having a very quiet lunch with a couple of boys. Next table just progressively got rowdier and rowdier.
Mm-hmm.
It was a West Coast Eagles premiership reunion from the mid-2000s.
Oh, no.
Himself there, along with Big Coxie, I think Darren Glass, Tyson Stenglein. There was a good group. Did that kick on?
It did. We managed to find our way to the Albion, which which made a bit of sense, Bill, and
yes.
Put a few through the bar there. So it's a good week that week, isn't it?
Well, T's put on a little bit. Coxie.
It's a pot calling the kettle black, Bill. But
I know it is, yes.
He has a little bit. Yeah. He assures me he's still doing 4-minute Ks, but I suspect
he's not
the car, I reckon, because he has put on a little bit, the big fella.
Afterwards, because, of course, you were, prior to the recent Shannon Hearn, the last living West Coast Eagles premiership
not
captain.
Not happy with Shannon.
Catch up with the boys later?
Oh, I did. No, I gave him a bit of space. I mean, I was out with Andrew Embley and Quinton Lynch that night. Having our own little celebration.
Right.
How's the big Q?
Big Q stick is incredible on the drink. Like, he is just next level. You'd be very impressed with him. He's going well. So we celebrated with them. We gave the current day players their space because it's their time now, JB.
You think?
It's their time.
Hey, I have seen that you and Beck have been Instagramming yourself around the world. So there's been some nice trips there on Instagram, I see.
Been some big trips over summer, Bill. Yeah, we took off to a week in Dubai with the kids.
Yeah.
Which, Dubai's a good spot.
Is it?
Bill, yeah.
Hot?
Really good spot. Not that time of year, it's okay. The middle of our winter, it gets to about 50 degrees over there. But in December, mid-20s, and plenty to do for the kids. So that was a good trip. And then January in Whistler, with about 25 of the crew of 25 from school. So Oscar's mates at Hayley were there, five families. We took over there and did our best. So it's just good to freshen up for another big year on the M's, JB.
No,
you know,
when
you work
like
as hard as you and I do,
but
you need
that
to,
is true.
You need to freshen up over the off-season.
Wouldn't have cost a lot, I dare say, because it was all on Instagram.
Yeah, Dubai was pretty well valued, I would have thought.
And then David Beckham, so you're mixing with royalty?
I met David, and that was just such a special opportunity for him to come down here and meet an Australian legend. It meant the world to him. So,
did he know who you were?
I don't think so, no.
What was that all about?
That was with AIA, their Vitality Program, which is something I've been involved in for a couple of years, trying to make Australia the healthiest nation on the planet.
So GMHBA have picked that up, haven't they? Yes.
They're one of the partners.
Yeah, they are.
Well, you are a very slight man, especially now that you've stopped playing footy and throwing an enormous amount of steel around the strong room, Christopher. But this photo that I saw with David Beckham, he is extraordinarily skinny.
He's lean, isn't he? Yeah, he's very light.
Is that because soccer, you don't need to have any of that sort of condition?
Wow, it's barely even a sport, is it, soccer, really? I mean, it's sort of, it's a bit like fishing, sort of a pastime.
You told him that.
Not to his face, Bill, but once he left the room, I did.
And then I see the Friday night flogs.
Yes.
No other shift on the M band on the weekend, no. By the way, Rabs does this. But they always get together. I see Nath Brown, who I do boxing with once a week. The purple-headed warrior is still involved. Big Duke from the mornings. And who's that idiot in the middle with the long hair?
Yeah.
Someone asked if we were babysitting him, but that is actually the big nose producer, the man who's in charge of the whole operation. So,
what was this meeting about? Very good
feed down there, the George on Collins. That was about just how we're going to attack 2019.
And what are we doing tomorrow night, please, that's going to be in?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't want to give too much away, but let's just say it'll be tall, dark and full of grease. And
tall, dark.
You can't work it out after that, Bill. There's something wrong with your
bedcam.
Very big pre-show plan and a huge game of footy tomorrow night between Collingwood and your boys as well.
Get on the pussycat. Just a little thing. I'm telling you. Intensity.
Intensity.
And you've got some...
Can you believe that? That's what Bill says. Their whole pre-season's been based around intensity.
It has.
Has it?
Well, we'll see tomorrow night.
No one else is intense.
Not as much.
Right.
I've been to a lot of training drills. I go and watch them at Punt Road and the Holden Centre and that, and haven't seen them as tense.
Holden Centre.
You've got a few horses. I didn't realise you had so many horses, and you like a bit of a flutter.
I've got a few horses. So we had our first winner, the syndicate that I'm involved in with that. So Lady Naturalist won over in Adelaide a couple of weeks ago, trained by Matt Kumani, and she's... She's going to be pretty good. It's a listed race, so...
Good.
Yeah.
How many... you got any running this weekend?
No, the lady will maybe run again in Adelaide in a week or two. And we've got one running in Sandown, Deserved, hopefully, on the 28th. That's good. Not confirmed, but that'll be first up for Deserved. So that trialled well this week.
Well done.
Who wins tonight, please? Carlton Richmond?
Blues by 3 points, JB.
3 points.
Yep. I feel it in my water.
Jeez. Oh. All right. Well, good luck with that. Now, you're heading along as the footy director?
Heading along? No, I can't wait. Looking forward to it. Got a
Who's
table
home
of...
game?
Our home game.
Good. Yep.
And who you got in your table?
A table of six, so a couple of mates.
Who?
A couple of school dads and a couple of mates I grew up with. So we'll be there. A couple of drinks and hopefully singing the song when the game's done.
No, good luck with
Carlton
that.
Mates?
They are Carlton mates.
Yeah. Righto, good.
Good luck with that. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow night, of course, on the M's and
baby!
Maybe la-da-da-da-da, the M's tonight.
You'll be okay. Well done.
Jimmy boy, you know what I like to do when I'm on holidays?
What do you like to do?
Sit around the drip tray at the Cremorne Hotel and talk to normal people.
Do you?
And we have a great chat about
what you do?
The world and what's happening out there.
I would put my money on the fact that that's happened maybe once in the last 6 months.
No, my friend. I sit there and we have a beer. We've got onto the Great Northern, so you can have more of them throughout the day. And you talk to different people, unlike you over at Capri in your Vedura, talking to flogs and whatever else you're doing.
Is that a Roger Vedouras? You reckon I had him head?
Roger Vedouras. But see, you talk to those flogs, whereas I talk to the normal person.
Do you?
So, and I tell you what I did. I put together a list, Jim, of things you should do before you die.
That's what you did, speaking to normal people.
Normal people.
Put that list together.
And I've put together only three.
Only three?
Three, Jim.
These are things you must do before you shake this mortal coil.
Exactly. No, die. But I have ticked off one, of course, which was the exotic boat cruise overseas, Jim, which I just did recently.
You went on a cruise to Hobart.
Which
you can do, by the way, on the Spirit of Tasmania every day.
And is quicker.
And is fantastic as well.
And quicker. Mine took 2 days to get there.
Oh, it's over.
I reckon we went around New Zealand. We sailed out that way somewhere and, I don't know, what's the North Pole out there? Anyway,
North Pole.
Or the South, whatever.
I reckon probably South.
Right, eh?
Given we're in the Southern Hemisphere.
Depends if you flip the world upside down, Jim. Three things you should do before you die, okay? Yes. Here we are. One, you should always have a flu shot.
I beg your pardon?
A flu shot.
So this is not like some amazing sort of wellness awareness trip to central India. This is have a flu shot.
Jim, this is for the...
Before you die, you need to have a flu shot.
The basic person out there should do these, right? A flu shot. If you don't have a flu shot, guess what?
What?
You catch the flu and you die.
Oh, my God.
So a flu shot is very important.
Can you believe this?
Fee Curran's asking us at the minute if you want a flu shot. I'd have one, Jim, right?
Got to be joking.
It's two. You must go to the 3-day racing carnival at Warrnambool. You got to go there.
You really were talking to the average person.
Well, I'm telling you, Jim. a flu shot and the three-day racing carnival in Warrnambool, which is one of the great carnivals.
Yeah, right.
Three.
Right.
Here's something else which open your horizons. Live theatre. You must go and have a look
open
at live.
Open your horizons.
Horizons.
Yep.
You must go to live theatre, Jim, and see.
It's either open your eyes or broaden your horizons. They're the two sort of sayings.
Or open your horizons. And see something like Mamma Mia or something like
live
that.
Live theatre.
Yes, very
right.
good.
I see.
This is the basic normal bloke. You might go there with the doll and sit up there like Jackie.
Bill, the last one I totally agree with. Live theatre is fantastic.
Magnificent. Yeah. How good they are out there.
I'm not screaming to have a flu shot, but the live theatre bit I get.
Yes, very good. Flu shots are good for you. You had one, Raps?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he gets one. Good boy. Have you got innies?
Innies.
You got innies.
Bill, I didn't have a flu shot last year and I didn't end up with the flu. So that shoots that out of the...
Well, I had
And
one.
I love Warrnambool, as you know. I've had a place in Port Ferry for years and years. It's a beautiful part of the world. I've never been down there for the race carnival because we're always working.
That's right.
But it is a magnificent part of the world down there.
For the people out there.
I'm a big fan.
And live theatre. So well done, Bill.
All right. 133353. Rabsy, what are we giving away?
Meatstock Festival tickets. And you know what? We're going to give a double pass to Collingwood and Geelong tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. All right. 133353. Add to Bill's list. What must you do before you die?
These are the things you should do before you die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're just the
have
normal...
Have a flu shot.
Well, they're the normal things, Jim, not going over to Capri like you can.
Which is magnificent.
Yeah, but not everyone can do that, Jim. Not everyone can do that. So these are just the nice little basic things, a flu shot, three-day racing carnival at Warrnambool, live theatre.
Righto.
And that's not go baby on, cats. Here we go, Will, Ocean Grove. Hey, Willie.
Well, it's JB. How you going, boys?
Good, mate.
What are we going to do before we cark it?
I'll wrap up a quick three.
Right.
Must surf Jeffreys Bay.
Oh, Jeffreys Bay. Is that Jeffreys where Bay Mick
sent it? That's where Mick fixed it up, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Second, must spend a week in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
On your own, of course.
Right.
Just try walk up the canal there.
Yeah.
And thirdly, try and live long enough to see St Kilda win a flag.
Oh, no.
Good luck. Good luck.
That might be a way off, Willis.
Oh, that's it. Good luck there.
Stay
I'm
there.
Sure.
I like that. All right. Pete's in Werribee. Hello, Pete.
Pete up.
Hello. Go and see Collingwood beat Geelong tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
Yes. Bad like luck. It. Stay on. Dominic Bannockburn. Hello, Dom.
G'day, lads. How are you?
Bill says you must get a flu shot before you die. What do you reckon?
I reckon base jump the Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Oh, but who can do that? Not everyone can do that, Dom.
Oh, well, you've got to learn somehow, I suppose. It's either sink or swim.
Have you done it?
No, I'd like to, but I reckon it'd be pretty hard. But
on one of those suits where you fly through the air.
Yeah, it's got those wings under your arms.
Well, I don't know about them.
Base jump.
And,
I don't want to do
you've seen
that.
The suits, Jim? They...
No, bugger that, Bill. I'm not base jumping anything.
They're like a star and they fly.
Brad in Melbourne. Hello, Bradford.
Yeah, I reckon you got to go camping on top of Mount Panorama at Bathurst, watch the car race, and have a few beers and watch the Aussie male in his natural habitat.
Now we're talking,
Davey
Jim.
Reynolds.
He's coming.
Yeah, Davey Reynolds, Jamie Wincup. I'm a holding man.
Oh, tell you what, the Mustangs are going all right, Bradley.
Yeah, they're going too good. It's a bit of a worry at the moment.
Bloody oaf it is. But imagine that, Jim.
Right.
Your camp and the hill there at Bathurst, have a couple of frothies. That would be fantastic, Jim. I could see you doing that.
All right, let's get to Georgia. Hello, Georgia.
Georgia.
Oh, hi.
What should we do before we die, Georgia?
Snorkel at the Great Barrier Reef.
Now, see, that's a good one.
That is a good one, although you don't want one of those Iriganges sliding into your Georgia.
Yeah, exactly right.
Up dying, Bill. These tiny little, like a sting, what a stinger.
Yeah.
And Bill.
Yeah. Stingray.
Yeah, no, not stingray, like a stinger. Like
I don't think a stingray can get into your side of you.
They're tiny little stingers. But, Bill, Georgia, if they latch onto you, you end up, your heart stops.
Oh.
Your heart stops?
Yes, it does. You've got to get a chopper out there quick smart onto the bloody reef.
Well, at least you've done that before you die.
Well, be careful of that while you're going to do it.
Beautiful colours. You go out in the boat and you have a couple of frosts.
And the Ningaloo Reef as well at the top of Western Australia.
You've done it.
Yeah.
No one asked you, Rabs.
Yeah.
Chris is
exactly right, Jim. Shut up, Rabs. Fitzroy. Chris.
Afternoon, boys.
Yes, what should you do, mate?
Having a beer at the Bullring Bar at the MCG.
Oh, that is good.
Now, is that
not
the new
watching
bar?
you know, the old bar down at the MCC area, and not watching one cricket ball being bowled all day, just parking a spot down there at the Schooner Express. So that's the place to be.
I have had a full day down there, the old one. They've redone it.
Well, you would have had three beers and you would have been gone.
Pretty much. But, Bill, it's a bloody good joint, the Bull Ring. I agree with that.
Well done.
Cam's in Pakenham. Hello, Cam.
Cam.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, mate.
That's the way. First of all, I just want to say, Bill, if you're getting a flu shot, they're going to have to use like a rhino tranquilizer because they're not going to get through that hide, mate.
Secondly,
my advice for you before you die is stop telling those awful jokes.
Which bang! Bang! Bang!
That's it. I love that. Jeff in Noble Park. Hello, Jeff.
There you go, Bill and JB.
Hey, Jeff.
You got a go to the Super Bowl, mate. You got to do that one.
We did do it, Jeff, and I agree. The week is extraordinary, but we copped a real poxy game in San Francisco a few years ago.
Best one.
Well, I think that makes a difference. I agree with you. It is a nuts week, but we saw Carolina Denver, Bill.
Yes,
and it was real ordinary.
Poo.
It was.
And it was an hour out, so we had to get a cab out. It was out of San Francisco.
But the week leading into it was, I agree,
fantastic.
All time. All right, who wins, Bill? Oh, we've got some social media feedback.
Yeah, we'll do that after, Jim.
Before you die, you must tour the West Indies.
That's a good
one. Never good enough to do it myself, but I'd love to.
Mm.
That would be amazing. All right, who are you giving the prizes to, please?
What is it? Sorry. Well, I don't know if Georgia should. Is it?
Brad from Melbourne wins something. A beer and take camp on the hill and watch
Bathurst. Yeah, Jim, good.
Brad can head along to Meatstock Festival. It's happening Melbourne Showground this weekend.
And we probably should go to Pete, should we, from Werribee?
What did Pete say?
He said, you must see Collingwood beat Geelong tomorrow night.
Righto.
But we got tickets, haven't we?
And he's got the double pass to go see Collingwood
get him
versus
on.
Geelong.
Pete.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Two tickets for you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Get a lot more happy about it than that, please, Pete.
You got any teeth?
Yeah.
Big game tonight, of course, Jim. Richmond taking on Carlton. What about this? Jack Revolt plays his 250th game, and so does Mark Murphy tonight. Both 250. Good luck to those boys.
I read this, Bill. I'm going to read this. Doubts remain over the availability of GWS star Josh Kelly. Could be a late change. He might come out of Sunday's season opener against Essendon after an interrupted preseason. But it's the headline that interests me.
What's it say?
It says, emerging superstar in doubt. I would argue Josh Kelly is already there.
Yeah.
If we played for one of the Melbourne clubs, Bill, Josh Kelly,
like
he would be in the top two or three in the comp.
Mm. I tell you what else, Josh Kennedy's not playing this week. That's an interesting game, the West Coast Eagles going to Brisbane.
Yes.
With no Josh Kennedy.
You're the single cheerleader. You and John O'Brown are holding up the supporter base here in Melbourne for Brisbane.
Well, we're waiting for Brisbane
to come.
When
are they
going to
come?
Well, this year they'll win more.
You think they will?
They're going well. Good coach, good kids, good senior players now. Look out.
Things you need to do before you die was the thing you went with just before the break.
That's it.
Hayden Brown, learn to speak English fat.
Oh, good one.
Hashtag Chimley.
No L in it, Hayden.
Cal Butler, fat needs to learn how to speak English. Hashtag fool's head.
Fool's head. A great word.
Notorious Egg. Bill needs to focus on learning to speak English before he dies. I like it, Bill.
Yes.
Three things to do before you die. Have a flu shot. Surely Bill's taken the P155.
No, that's true.
Says the J-stick.
Yeah. Jim, I don't know if you watched Foxtel last night, our very good sponsors, but they had the West Coast Eagles Grand Final on it and Adam Simpson on it. And you know that they've put out something now, the four of them that were involved in that last passage of play, to Nath Vardy, to, who was it?
Ended up with Dom Sheed, but I don't know who had it before
and then,
that.
And Dom Sheed.
Rabs is trying to erase it from his memory.
Dom Sheed. Two of those blokes are supposed to be on the bench.
Yes.
The runner was out there trying to get them off, couldn't get them off, and they were part of the unbelievable last scene, of course.
Well, and I also heard Simo speak, I don't know whether it was on that or a podcast thing that the Coaches Association did, saying that he wasn't even looking at Dom Sheed. All he was looking at was the boy zoning properly.
Yes.
He'd given up on it going through. He said it's going to go through for a point. We need to make sure we got our ground positioning right to hold it down there because it was late stages of the game.
That's it.
It was only because of the roar of the crowd that he actually realised the ball had gone through.
And Nath Vardy said, you've got to snap it. You've got to run around and kick it around the corner. He said, no, I'm going back. And I've told you this, and look for the man with the red hat on. Because he kicks to a man who's sitting between the goals with a red hat on.
Well, it's a long time ago now, and I know you don't want to hear it, Rabs, but I'm very, very thrilled for Adam Simpson. one of the all-time great blokes attached to our game, Simo.
Yeah.
Great. Just a superstar. So for him to be a premiership coach is magnificent.
How much did you say West Coast Eagles made this year?
They turned over mid-80 millions.
Turned over 80 million.
Well, they're about to finish a new facility at Lathlane, the old Perth Footy Club ground.
Yeah.
They're putting close to $50 million cash into it. Cash out of their own bank account.
So they would be the biggest club in the AFL.
No question of that.
So West Coast.
Yeah, as far as actual turnover and power and supporter base and the whole.
Righto.
Bigger than
Richmond and Collingwood?
Bill, they can only sell so many memberships because it's got to be related to a seat at the ground. Mm. Otherwise, they'd have 150,000 members. They monster everyone else in the comp.
So who's second? Would it be Adelaide, Richmond or Collingwood?
No, it would be one of the big ones here, Richmond or Collingwood, depending on whether you're talking to Benny Gale or Ed.
Yep.
But West Coast are in a league of their own. Mm. Now, Melbourne, I like this year, Bill.
Yes.
I like what they're doing.
Don't know if they'll win it, but they're going to be very, very close.
Joel Smith to join us shortly.
He goes across the half-back line. There it is! The Melbourne Footy Club, after so much pain, are into a prelim.
Oh, they are, and did a beautiful job of the final series last year. Fell at the final hurdle, Bill, but that can happen when you're just entering into the finals race.
Spot on.
And they had two ripping finals prior to that one over in Perth. And Joel Smith's a big part of their future. Welcome to you.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me.
You dinged yourself in that JLT. I was watching it. You kicked four. You were looking great. And suddenly you're hobbling around like Bill.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it? But, I just hurt the groins a little bit in that game. Just that pubis bone's a little bit flared up now. So it's one of those injuries you've got to respect early. And, get rid of the pain first before you start reloading yourself. And, I can get back out playing as soon as possible.
Father's son, of course. Son of Sean, who played at North Melbourne and Melbourne. Took mark of the year. You're a bit like that. You like to go for them too, don't you?
I like to go for them, but I haven't really taken one yet. So it'd be nice that I can soon hopefully start bringing them down and actually taking a few, but it's getting there though. It's a work in progress. Working with Jade Rawlings at the club a little bit, so hopefully you can start bringing them down.
Well, and it's amazing, Bill, that you've got Charlie Spargo, you've got Joel Smith, and Angus Brayshaw, whose dads all played at North Melbourne.
Yeah.
And you're all playing for a different footy club.
Well, they're the star, I didn't know actually.
That's nuts. All three, your old man was, of course, a star, not only for the Kangas, but then went over to Melbourne and was fantastic. And we've got, of course, Charlie's brother, Abe, working for us here.
Gabe.
Abe Spargo.
He's your name, mate.
And of course, Spargs was nice and hard at it for North and
then went
up to Brisbane just at the end. And Sticks played his 32 games.
Doesn't he throw in well?
Oh,
the Brayshaw boys are unbelievable.
Why couldn't he have got to 100?
Well, you could have got him. Do you remember going down to North when you were a kid?
Nah, not much at all, Rick. I was pretty young back then. I wasn't born when Dad was playing at North.
All right. Melbourne?
Melbourne. So I would have been just born and me probably would have played, I reckon, one more season and then went down to Werribee in the VFL. So
How old is your dad? Because he looks about 70.
He's 50. I think he's 50 this year.
Yeah, I saw him over in Perth just recently. He's looking
good. Well, he flew that high, Bill, but he frosted his hair off. The cold air up that high buggered his hair. It's now all white.
Well, he coached out at Newlyn or somewhere, didn't he, at Ballarat
way? He's coached at a few clubs over the past 10 years. Yeah, he's done Newlyn and he's done a couple country teams and local leagues in EDFL. So, he's been around.
So where did you come through? Probably could have looked it up, but just tell the people.
So early on, as a basketballer. So I grew up in the Keilor Thunder playing down there. So
I'll look it up.
Look it up, Bill. It's called doing your homework.
Yeah, it was a basketballer, Jim, in the early days.
What else? There you go. What, from where?
Keilor
way.
What's his name? Smith, right?
He's doing research on it.
You're from Maribyrnong. why couldn't you be from Strathmerton or somewhere? So Yarrawonga or somewhere like that.
Jolly, how do you reckon Bill's going, by the way, as a broadcaster?
Now, but you were playing down back, weren't you? And now you seem to have moved forward.
Yeah, gone forward this year. So, had a little chat with Goody at the end of the year regarding where do you reckon best suits me playing? So obviously I brought up the idea of maybe giving forward a go. So started off a pre-season playing down there and it's going well, I think.
But you did leave a very promising basketball career and became a rookie B. So tell us how that happened. Did you say to your old man or to someone, I want to have a go at this? Or did they come to you and say, look, we'd actually like to lure you across?
Brett Allison, when he was at the club. Him and Dad are pretty good mates. So, he was talking to Dad a little bit and then just went in for a little training session. It was pretty much just one training session. Then, got signed
because
up.
Because you have Mark Bradkey's young bloke.
Yep.
Now doing the same thing.
Yep.
And how's he looking?
He's going all right. He's pretty raw right now, but give him a few pre-seasons. I reckon he can fill out a little bit and have a bit off, I reckon.
Tall as his old man?
Yeah, he's pretty tall, so hopefully, give Maxi a go in a couple of years.
Nice.
Play tennis too, I reckon he would.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, his mum. And you played for the Supercats.
Yeah, Supercats did it 1 year down there. Yeah.
Enjoy that down there?
It was good, but I hurt my ankle down there, so I only played a few games down there. But
you get some injuries.
Yeah, I've had a few injuries over my time. But
a bit like the old man, actually,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, so I might have got it from him. So
exactly.
And the frame, so when you came out of basketball, yep. I dare say you needed to put some kegs on. How hard did you find that?
Yeah, probably the easy part, I reckon, because I've done a bit of gym with basketball over the years. So I think I came to the club about 80 kilos and about 86 now. So that's probably my rough playing
about
weight.
To say, is that where you need to be?
Yeah, I reckon that'll be my rough playing weight. And then I reckon over the next few years, just put a kilo on each year and just be a slow process.
All right, stay with us. Joel Smith's our special guest. We're going to talk about the Melbourne Footy Club, Bill, because there is blue sky everywhere.
Everywhere.
Melbourne's Joel Smith in the studio.
And Smithy, I reckon when you watch, match sim at practice and things like that, there's nothing more exciting than seeing an elite midfield group at work.
Yep.
When those big boys go to work and are so clean and their use around those tight sort of stoppages is so good, it's awesome to be able to sit and watch it. And your midfield group at the moment, Clayton Oliver, extraordinary. My nephew's been great, but Big Maxi Gorn.
Chompers.
Jay Viney. You've just got an elite sort of group put together. So as a player out there watching, you must love it.
Yeah, it's going really good now, isn't it? I guess you've got Clayton, Gussie and Viney, all those players going through the middle now, and you got Maxi tapping into you pretty much on a platter, which is always nice. And I guess playing as a forward now, I guess that 6-6-6 rule.
Tell us about that for you. How have you found that?
I don't mind it. Yeah, I guess. You get a nice centre clearance and you're sitting one out in the goal square. You just put it in space, have a quick run at it. I guess it's always good.
So because you've got to then have five other of your teammates inside the forward 60, forward 50, when you get that clearance, what's their instruction? Do they bugger off out of your way or are they hooking back to get to your feet? How's it going to work?
Oh, I just guess it's the game plan, like how you're going to set up and what you're doing at the centre bounce. I guess you'll have a couple coming in to fill the space at the front of the stoppage there. But, yeah, I guess if it's going in, you got to get back and get to the front of the stoppage.
Because the last thing you want's what Fat used to do.
What? No,
and that's the great Gary Ablett senior had his bloke cold and then idiot Brownless had come charging in from the side.
And mark it.
And completely cock it up. So you don't want that happening.
No, you don't. And you're right. Hey, what about the 50-metre penalty and when it's going to be a double? Well, the first one, the supporters will go berserk when it happens. So what are you told to do? Just let them run? Because obviously the bloke who gets the 50-metre, he tries to take off. If you get within his little range, it's a double 50. Yeah. So what have you been told?
Oh, I haven't really been told anything yet, I guess.
You wait till you give one away, you'll be told.
Yeah, then I'll be told. But I reckon I'm just going to stay clear and just listen to the umpire.
Speaking of match simulation, you've recruited a couple of really good defenders into your group, of course, Sammy May, and now we know Jake Lever's a little way away. Mm. But who do you get? Who do you normally one-on-one against when you have an intra-club?
Who do I want one-on-one? It's a tough one. Mays is a good one because he's probably the best. You want to try going with the best. But
and how do you go against him?
Probably lose most of the time because he's very strong. But, yeah, probably people like Austin McDonald, probably go up against him. Sam Frost, like, be pretty similar with athleticism. So, yeah, try to stay around people who I can match with and a bit of a competition.
Good vision the other day when Simon Goodwin was re-contracted.
Thank you, Bill.
I was going to say redrafted. God, that was good. Everyone was very happy. Yeah. Hugs and everything going on.
Everyone was pretty wrapped for him. I guess, Goody's got that respect around the club now from everyone. So, I'm stoked for him to get an extra 4 years and, looking forward to it.
Yeah, Jake Lever, how far off?
I think it said 6-10, so anywhere between there, I reckon.
Righto. And Stephen May, disappointing he's not playing round one. But I reckon if there was one hole in the Melbourne team gym, it was defence maybe for another big bloke, and Stephen May comes in. So they've nearly got all bases covered, I reckon. They've got a very good list.
No doubt. And play an exciting brand too, which we love. Yeah, it looks like you might be hitting port at the right time too. They've got a few injuries going into round one.
Yeah, they've got a few injuries, and I guess they've got a few first-year players coming in. So, I guess we've got the experience behind us now, and I reckon we can expose a few of their first-year players and be good to get a win in round one.
Who's the weirdest bloke at your club?
Weirdest?
Who's the one that you sort of look at and go, I've got no idea what he's on about?
Angus?
Angus would be up there, be one of them.
Yep.
Nibbler's the prankster around the club. Ooh, Neil Bullen, Nibbler.
Yep.
He's the prankster around the club. You've got to be careful what you're doing around the club, because he's always thinking of something.
Maxie Gorn, do you understand what's happening behind the beard?
Nah, just stay away from Maxie.
Jaden Hunt?
Yeah, he's a different character, but he's actually not too bad.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's going right now.
How's Chompers going? Chompers Harms. He hurt himself, his hand, didn't he?
Yeah, he hurt his hand, but I actually live in Harms' apartment, actually. So I'm his landlord.
Oh, yeah.
As we say. So, yeah, there you go.
Old Teef, he's done all right.
Yeah, so he's got a couple properties going around now.
Has he? Yeah. Where
can
he's
you
from?
Blair, can that be with Chompers? He's not. His contract's not fat enough to own a couple of properties, Bill.
Well, I know, and he's from Devon Meadows.
I know where he's from.
You know where that's from?
Bit different. They move. They just peer out from behind the curtains down there, Bill.
Good on him. That's good. Well, that's good. That's what you got to do. Just make some money and buy it. Where are you going to buy next?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm trying to think that. I'm trying to talk to with a few people about that now, and hopefully end of the year we'll look to buy something.
Nice. Who manages you?
Mark Lyman. From Intel.
Maxie.
He's
come
good
on,
man.
Maxie.
Good man, Maxie.
Get Jolly a nice deal. Fatten up his deal, please. Exactly. What else is in your life? I know you love your Fortnite. You're still into that?
Yeah, still in the Fortnite. Right. It's sort of dropping off a little bit now.
Right. Found something to replace it?
So it's all monthly?
No, it'll be weekly still.
Oh, no.
That's a bit of gold there.
Not really.
Yeah, because we got me and Guy Walker. We live with each other. So we've got the TVs next to each other in the living room and... Yeah, just play with each other.
Oh, do you? And
Bill, listen to Bill.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend. Oh, she lives with me as well.
Where's she from?
She's from Sunshine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so yeah, she's lives with me now. So
Sunshine Coast?
No, not Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine out near the airport, Bill. You are an idiot.
No, that's good. Yeah, so all going well there?
Yeah, it's going well.
Got a dog? You have?
I've got a sausage dog, yep. Me and Dash. So yeah, I've got that. Yeah, me and Harmsy got... two sausage dogs as well, brother.
Why
and sister.
Have you done that, mate? You're a man. You want a big dog?
No, I just want
a dog with some presents.
I got it last year when I broke my collarbone against Gold Coast, so I was a bit down. I just went out and bought a sausage dog and haven't regretted the decision. So,
hey, great to see you.
Funny looking, aren't they?
Different
their
style.
Their guts hit cement.
Only if they're fat, Bill. different style of pooch. Joel, great seeing you, mate. Good luck with your comeback, of course, in a couple of weeks' time. But good luck, Demons, on Saturday.
Cool, thank you.
On your mark.
So we have Joel Smith in, lovely young man, just making his way with the Melbourne Footy Club, of course.
And he played 11 games, Jim.
Former basketballer, rookie B, so great stories. Come over to the game and his old man was a star.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we find out he's a Fortnite player, but he tells us he's not playing it as much. So idiot here thinks he latches onto something that's humorous.
This is gold.
So have a listen first. I know you love your Fortnite. You still into that?
Yeah, still in the Fortnite.
Right.
It's sort of dropping off a little bit now.
Right. Found something to replace it.
So it's all monthly?
No, it'll be weekly still.
So
I don't think you got it.
Because it's called Fortnite. Bill, you're not playing as much, so therefore monthly.
Monthly.
Yeah.
And Joel's still thinking about it.
Anyway, Bill, you were too.
What?
You thought you were that funny that you sat back in your seat chuckling at yourself and didn't even engage in the interview from then on. Didn't you?
Well, I used to do that when I kicked a goal. I'd just sit back and have a look. I wasn't on the scoreboard, to be honest. Back then, we didn't have scoreboard. But I'd sit back and then I've probably done enough.
that was your mindset?
Probably done enough, Chip.
Well, the number five next to you probably then did the next 20 things anyway.
Exactly.
So you didn't have to worry.
And I would have got in the road. So just out of the way, Bill, over there a bit. Number five.
Imagine if you're a comedian, Bill, and you say something funny on stage, and then you just stand back and laugh at yourself. That'd be good.
Hughesy does that.
No, he does not.
He says something funny. He goes, yeah, great crowd, great to be here. Love you, great crowd.
He does not.
And he's thinking of another joke.
He says something funny and then backs it up, bang, with another.
Yeah, great to be here, yeah.
Whereas you just sit
from
back.
From Warrnambool. Warrnambool. Warrnambool, great crowd, great to be here.
You just sat back and admired your own work.
Well, that's what you do, Jim.
Is it?
When you peel off a four, you just sit back and you miss the next delivery, might go through you.
Fair dinkum. The family are getting a snapshot into what I have to deal with. Now,
he did an interview research mid-interview.
Yeah, I should have known this.
Yeah.
He actually had no idea he played basketball.
Actually, for those who want a budding journos, you should have a look at... Who you interviewing?
You probably should.
Not on air.
No.
Live.
Exactly.
And I just struggled a bit there with the basketball. And then Jill had actually a nice bit of paper.
Oh, it's Jill's fault, is it?
No, no. Well, she didn't give me it to me, the paper. But it all says it here. Played with the Supercats and all that, Jim.
Says it all.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you could have read that.
He did say there might be a first gamer. Marty Hoare is in line maybe to play the first gamer. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Could have read that prior to the interview.
Well, we've had a big day because we had to do Chris Judd and then I had the phoner and then I've done the John Longmire stuff. So any chance you can do something over there?
Where is John Longmire? Coming up?
Coming up next. Don't miss this. This is gold. Jimmy boy, we've got a very special guest.
Very special.
Known this bloke for a long, long time. He's a good New South Wales boy.
Yes.
Played 200 games with your club, Jim.
Magnificent he was.
And kicked 98 goals in 1990.
Oh, and kicked one goal 20 in the last game. They tried to get him to 100.
His name's John Horse Longmire, of course, the coach of Sydney. G'day, Johnny boy.
G'day, Bill, Jimmy.
Horse.
Great to be with you, mate. And we just want to have a quick chat to you, of course, about the Swans and how they're going and your take on the Western Bulldogs Saturday night at Marvel Stadium. Do you know, Jim, three of Sydney's first five games are in Melbourne. Three Melbourne games. Right. So get along and watch the mighty Swans. You're going all right, aren't you, Horse?
Yeah, not too bad, Bill. Got a good vision, I guess, of how we go for the first three games. And we are at Marvel Stadium for those three that you mentioned. So we're in pretty good form, but... once again, when the season starts, that's when we really find out.
I'm doing your game Saturday night, Horse, for seven. I'm looking forward to it. A couple of young blokes that are very, very enticing. Of course, Nick Blakey, you don't have to tell us who's playing and who isn't, but huge career ahead of him. And James Rowbottom's another one.
Ooh. Yeah, a couple of boys that we picked up in the draft last year. Obviously, Nick I've known since he was born, so he's a fair bit taller now. He's got a good set of... arms on him, and he's going really well. He's very talented. He works hard, and James Rowbottom is a very good player as well. We've been really pleased with our young group.
Bloody oath!
Now, over summer, what did you do with yourself, Horse? Did you take off and have a holiday anywhere?
Yeah, Bill. I went overseas to actually went with Trent Robinson, the Roosters coach here, and a few of the staff. We went to Qatar and went to the UK for about 3 weeks. So it was a travel experience to learn a bit more about the game.
Yeah, and you didn't go with your family, you just went with yourself, but you're familiar with the app called WhatsApp?
Yeah, well, I'm not sort of too experienced on the social media side of things. I'm just learning the caper, Bill. I'm just learning the caper.
What are you talking about, Bill?
Well, and do you have a son called Billy?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, mate. I made a bit of a blue pill.
Guess what happened, Jim?
What happened?
He added me to his family WhatsApp chat.
Oh, no.
He thought he was adding his son, Billy, and he adds me.
So you're starting to get some inside information.
I'm getting some good inside information about the horse. Let me tell you, Jim, at one stage he was riding camels, which is interesting in itself, a horse on a camel.
That's it.
But I made a bad blue, Jimmy. I did make a bad blue. Unfortunately, my son is also named Billy. I got him a bit mixed up. I sent him a couple of shots, and me and Qatar and on the back of a camel. Be fair to say, the camel wasn't too happy that I was on the back.
Well, I also know your beautiful wife, Shelley. Was she aware that the fat boy here had been included in the inner sanctum?
No, she wasn't. She gave me a spray at one stage for not ringing her back.
Not once, Horse. There was three times I kept, because I let it go for a while. I thought this would be funny.
It was nice of you, Bill, just to let that go. So let it go. You've given me a couple of sprays.
She had.
And you come back with, oh, can you please bring it back, Horse, for God's sake. Until then, I realised that he was in the group chat.
Three times. John, ring me now. John, ring me.
She's not too happy about that because she's not normally as aggressive as that.
Oh, she was aggressive. I'd just ring her, will you, Horse? And apparently it was bloody hot over there. That's what he kept saying on the family.
I don't think you need to let everything go here.
No, look, it's a good lesson for me, James. I've learned a lot out of that. Just to be a bit careful with the big fat fingers when I'm on the
putting up the WhatsApp group.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, moving on from that, we need to just ask you about Stevie because, of course, we've always had on the Rush Hour a very strong Stevie J focus. And I noticed last year, Horse, that he was fading away to a block of flats. Have you had to pull him aside and say, listen, your physical condition's starting to deteriorate?
Yeah, we had a chat at the end of last year and he decided to have a real go and get himself fit. And he was actually a bit flat. We didn't pick him up in the preseason draft. So he told me about four times in the week leading in, he's ready to go again. But I still think he's north of 100 kegs, so he's not quite in the shape he used to be.
I'll tell you who else is. Big Coxie. He's had a couple of sheep, let me tell you.
They've had a request, Bill.
Yes.
Apparently you're in the bar fridge business and they wouldn't want a bar fridge in the match committee room.
Bar Fridges Australia?
Bar Fridges Australia. I'll get on to Corey, who's a mad North Melbourne supporter.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I know you're at Sydney now, Horse, but and we'll sketch you a bar fridge up there for the match committee boys.
Okay, that'd be fantastic, Bill. I'll put a couple of sparkling mineral waters in there and I'll see what the boys put in there for themselves.
And for Christ's sake, ring your missus, will you?
Hey, by the way, the Swans kick off the season against the Western Bulldogs Saturday night, Marvel Stadium. Three Melbourne games in the first five rounds. Adult memberships, by the way, are this magnificent footy club. I don't reckon, Bill, there's been a club, maybe Geelong, actually, in the last 20 years that have given their members and fans more bang for their buck than the Swannies.
Geelong, Hawthorn, Sydney.
Yeah, extraordinary. Yep. They just make the finals every year. They're in every game they play. Adult memberships from $88 gives you access to those three games. If you're in Melbourne, just get online, membership.sydneyswans.com.au. Horse, you're a star. Good luck Saturday night, and we look forward to catching up with you during the season.
Thanks, boys. We hope there's a lot of red and white there in Melbourne for that first month, and thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Interesting story coming out of the West, Bill. Fremantle reportedly stops referring to Jesse Hogan's diagnosis as clinical anxiety after medical backlash.
Yeah.
Fremantle stopped referring to the issue as clinical anxiety with claims from the medical profession that the term is made up. So there you go.
Good. Just out of also the West, Josh Kennedy not on the plane and Willie Rioli not on the plane going over to Brisbane there. So that's good. Hopefully he plays next week, Josh Hogan. Jesse Hogan.
And so does Josh Kennedy. We need the big stars, Bill. Mm-hmm. We need them in our game.
We do.
So let's get them out there.
Exactly right. Cricket, Jim. South Australia versus Victoria. Mm-hmm. South Australia all out for 260. Patterson three wickets with Tremaine, who's bowling all right. And in reply, Victoria four for 203. Seb Gotch got 63. And Pekoski.
Right, Will Pekoski, good
82,
young boy.
82, Jim.
Yeah, very
and
good.
Unlucky to go out. Smash one to the square, to the, what do you call the little bloke in there? Under the helmet.
Short leg.
Short leg. Come off his hands to the keeper. So 82, mate.
Lucky Will. To go out or get out.
Or go out.
Yeah.
That's what we say over here.
You're the only place in the world that terminology is used.
You're in Melbourne. And it's like your court, and you call it your
cul-de-sac.
Yeah, which it's not.
All right then, Bill. We're looking forward to tonight, by the way. I know your joke's coming up. But it is Carlton Richmond at the MCG, and our boys take over after Mick and Jane, of course. 6 p.m., Oshwada, Naif Brown, Lee Montagna. We've got Jay-Z Clark, Nez, and Ash Chua. Big start to the season. Huge crowd expected. Beautiful night it's going to be. Cannot wait.
How big will the banners be?
Oh, nice.
There's going to be a 250-game banner for Jack Revolt and a 200-game for Alex Rance.
Nice.
And 250 for Mark Murphy.
Beautiful.
Well done,
boys. All right, let's get the joke going, Bill.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota construction dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Here we go.
Kubota, thank you very much. A minister, Jim, decided to try a different approach to improve the church's finances. So one Sunday morning, he announced that whoever placed the largest financial gift into the collection plate could choose three hymns. After the collection was taken up, the minister happily announced that the oldest member of the church, a sprightly 92-year-old lady, had won the prize, Jim.
Wow.
She was asked to come up to the altar and choose the three hymns, Jim.
Yes.
Once up there, she turned and faced the congregation, looked at them carefully and said, "I'll have him, I'll have him, and I'll have him."
No! Oh, no.
The old 92-year-old Jim.
Oh, no.
"I'll have him, him, and him."
Boo.
That's not bad. You like it. Even Ramsey liked it.
She had a twinkle in her eye, the old girl.
She's still going all right. She's up to the altar and bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, come on.
Not bad, Bill. Stamp, lamp, boom.
Triple M rocks football.
I'll have him, him, and him. You are the king of the bomb.
I am the king of the divan. Triple M's Rush Hour Catch Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.